from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ah, gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bumps. What do you got, Leroy?
Well, let's start off with game bum, Florida State. Like, you look terrible. I could put it on your quarterback. He's been good for one game in his college career. Everybody seemed to think that we can get the best out of him. That ship has sailed. just a bad, like, Georgia Tech was better than you. They look better than you. They perform better than you. They deserve to win. And it wasn't even close. Like, to me, it wasn't even close. So maybe that's us who thought you would be better. Or maybe it's just you. You're not that good.
Also, stop suing people.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, also, there's a reason why everybody else said no. Because you can't beat Georgia Tech, and you might be in the perfect conference.
Bum.
My game balls go to two people. Lydia Ko won the Women's Open Championship. Birdied the last hole to do it. It was cool. American Nelly Korda kind of could have got a game bum because she spit the bit in the last few holes.
The Rory.
Bum.
She pulled the Rory. But that golf course is tricky. So, and to Keegan Bradley, when you hear he's going to be is a Ryder Cup captain,
You're asking me?
No, I'm just saying, because I get him sometimes, the President Cup or Ryder Cup. I think he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain, right? He just won a golf tournament in the playoffs. So that's kind of cool that you got a guy who's going to be a captain, and he's still winning. He's probably one of the youngest captains, too. He's only 38.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to be the U.S. Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah.
Like you said, he just won the BMW champion. That's different. Right. You're right. When you're when the captain's still
you got to do a lot of stuff. You got to do a lot of stuff. So it's kind of crazy. Now, Tiger did turn it down. And I think one of the guys who was going to be the captain went to live. So,
but remember, the Ryder's next year.
Kepka?
No, the Ryder's next year. The Ryder Cup's next year. So, I mean, he probably could.
And the President's Cup is this year.
This year in Canada.
So the Ryder Cup's in 2 years, not next year.
In 25 next year.
It's 25, okay. So, yeah, really cool to see him, you know, still have some, you know, I don't know what's cooler, him being so young and being the Ryder Cup captain or still being good enough and being able to do both duties at the same time. It's a lot of work that goes into a Ryder Cup.
It all depends on who the European captain is. Because if it's somebody who's a vet. And
the European captain is, I forgot. It's announced already. You can pull it up. I forgot who it was. But yeah. So it was really cool to not only that, because usually once you see guys get the Ryder Cup captaincy, usually it's because they're on the tail end.
Mm.
Like, he got a chance to win the cup.
Luke Donald.
You know, Luke Donald. There you go. See, look where they are in their careers.
I got a game bum.
What's that?
Everybody on the internet who's pulling a U and fat shaming Luka Doncic.
Hey! No! Wait a minute.
They're fat shaming him.
Don't call it a Leroy.
Okay, dude. You know what do I call it?
Being observant.
Okay. Not nice. Okay. Everybody was saying he's pushing 300.
He's pushing 300 right now?
They saying he had a bit of a belly in the Goran Dragic charity game.
It's off season. All right?
Slovenian off season.
Yeah. So you know who lost weight? Listen. Did Leroy fat shame Luka? No.
Yeah,
because like he's Luka.
People are fat shaming Luka.
Well,
you know what?
If we were fat shaming others, he did.
They're saying a little bit of pooch in that belly.
Hey, look at that. That's 7'7". He looked like he pulling he trying to get traded. Because he looking like he pulling a James Harden.
He's pulling a James Harden.
Looks like he's a 757 right now. Kind of big.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys who went from big to in shape, what about Zion Williamson? Have you seen the pictures?
I have. Yeah, he looks thin. Yeah. I'll tell you who still looks in good shape, though. I guess because he just came off the Olympics, but Joker still looks good. Joker threw a lob to himself off the backboard. I was like, whoa! That guy has so much fun playing basketball that's not the NBA.
Yeah. I've never met a person who's so good in something, but doesn't enjoy the fruits of what he's good at, but everything else he loves. He loves everything else.
Just having a good time.
I guess it's one of those things. He probably loved to play basketball, then it became work.
I guess.
NBA became work.
There was a lot of goosies from that Goran game I got to get to, including Chris Bosh stepping on a court for the first time in 8 years, which was really, really cool. But we got to take a break. Back with more here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQM, and on the Odyssey app. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.